One year ago, a longtime Vermont resident named Carl Ronga was deported back to his native Kenya. He had overstayed a visa and also misstated his immigration status on an employment form. Under the Trump administration's zero-tolerance policy on immigration enforcement, he was forced to leave his wife and young child to return to a country he barely knows. VPR covered the family situation last year, and last week we checked back with Carl Ronga and his wife, Rebecca. As VPR's John Dillon reports, it's been a year of loneliness, with little hope for a legal solution to their separation.
The first day of kindergarten is a big deal for a young family. The milestone, marked by hugs, photos, and waves through the window of a school bus, usually becomes a favorite life moment.
Emotionally, it's been very tough and very rough.
Carl Ronga, speaking on a phone line from Nairobi, shared none of that with his six-year-old daughter, Rehema.
You know, not being able to put my daughter to bed or bring her to school or see her first day she started school, you know, see her to go to school the first time, you know.
Carl and Rebecca Ronga have been married for a dozen years, and for most of that time, they shared a life together in Vermont. That changed last year under a Trump administration policy that gave little enforcement discretion to federal authorities. Carl had overstayed a student visa and had also marked on an employment form that he was a U.S. national. He says it was an innocent mistake and that he read the form to ask if he was a resident of the United States. Mistake or not, their legal avenues were exhausted. Carl Ronga was detained, and then on a hot day last June, immigration officials took him to Logan Airport for a flight back to Kenya.
It's hard to put into words how it's like or how it feels. And I don't know anybody who's ever been in this situation. I don't know anybody who knows somebody in this situation.
Rebecca Ronga says there's no playbook or social corollary for this kind of family separation.
Nobody talks about it. Like if somebody dies in your family or you lose your spouse or you get a divorce or something, people do talk about it. They sympathize with you. You can get support from people who know what it feels like. I haven't been able to experience that kind of support.
But the Ronga situation is not unique. Besides the thousands of families separated at the southern border, others around the country have been swept up in recent years by a federal zero-tolerance policy on immigration violations. VPR reached out to Customs and Immigration Enforcement, and the agency would not comment on Naranga's case. More detailed statistics on deportation were not immediately available. Erin Jacobson is an assistant professor at Vermont Law School, where she's also lead attorney on immigration at the school's legal clinic. Jacobson says the zero-tolerance policy has fundamentally altered the legal landscape for people like Carl Ronga.
It's just that it's completely indiscriminate because it's about a lack of discretion being employed by law enforcement as mandated by the Trump administration. They just don't care. It doesn't matter whether the person being arrested will then leave a family behind or not.
Prior to the zero-tolerance policy, Carl Ronga, who was a deacon in his church in Vermont and a stay-at-home dad for Rehema, would not have been a top enforcement priority compared to people who had committed crimes here, for example.
The only chance he would have had to stay here would have had to be just through the use of discretion by the authorities. And for a long time, they were exercising that discretion by simply allowing him to check in.
Carl's court appeals were denied, and Jacobson says his only recourse now to return to Vermont is for Congress to change the law. Jacobson got to know Rebecca and Carl when Rebecca studied at Vermont Law School. She says she knows it's tough for Rebecca to talk about her situation because it can lead to the politicized topic of immigration.
Like, you know, what are you complaining about? He broke the law. And then to try to, you know, you're just trying to explain what happened to your family and your own personal situation, and it turns into a contentious policy discussion.
Rebecca Ronga and Rehema traveled to Nairobi last winter to see Carl. It was a great visit, and the six-year-old rebonded with her dad. But leaving was especially hard, Rebecca says. Messaging apps helped them stay in touch, but of course, they're still an ocean and continent apart.
It's not a hug or a, you know, quality time. It's just basically checking in with each other.
Rebecca is starting her legal career as deputy state's attorney in Addison County, handling domestic violence and abuse cases. With her career just underway and Rehema in school, moving to Kenya doesn't seem possible right now. She's thinking more about how she could reach and maybe support other families separated under similar circumstances. She's not sure how or what form this would take, but wonders if there are ways families could get together in Canada or some other countries to reunite.
There's unintended victims throughout, you know, this broken policy. If we can't get our government to fix what's broken, then we as citizens maybe can do something to organize and to come up with some type of way that we can unify the families, reunite the families.
For Carl Ranga in Nairobi, finding work has been hard because of the country's tough economic situation. And because he hasn't lived in Kenya for almost 20 years, he says he feels a bit like a stranger in a strange land as he navigates the culture and employment prospects. And he misses his family.
I'd just like folks out there to know that this situation is inhumane to even just the children themselves. It's inhumane to the spouses. You know, I don't even know what to call it. You know, you're there, but you're not there.
You're there, but you're not there, he says. Never with the people you love. For VPR News, I'm John Dillon.